This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, about the energy activity happening down in Corpus Christi and the Gulf Coast region. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
Talk to me about what's going on there with the Permian pipelines in China.
I'd say there's more than a dozen companies. I'd say the first dozen are legitimate major companies that are building pipelines. And what you're talking about with the China link was it's the Cheniere project. So Cheniere is a very, very large gas to liquids plant. And what they're doing is they've just announced on trains, I think, 4 and 5. They call them trains, which is the production lines, that they are going to be exporting liquid natural gas to China. And I know they're openly talking about future phases, the future trains. Their CEO has talked about buying an additional 1,000 acres or so, and for international export of liquid natural gas to both Europe and Asia. Another project that really you probably picked up on was there was an Italian company called M&G that built and got about 80% done on a plastics plant, another plastics facility. And they basically ran out of money, went into bankruptcy across the board. And one of the very large Asian companies based in Taiwan called Far Eastern Group is buying that facility. The bankruptcy judge approved the partnership between Far Eastern Group, Alpek out of Mexico, and also Indorama, which is a company out of Thailand, to be able to buy this facility. They bought it for $1.1 billion, or they're going to close on it for $1.1 billion, and then they're going to move forward and build those facilities. So we're going to have more product. They're going to finish that $1 billion-plus plastics facility, and then they're going to be exporting raw materials both to Mexico as well as to Asia.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire network that is available at thecrudelife.com. Just click on the social media tab. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavin of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching, or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.